Hi everyone, this is Angel Life Makeover and this is Andrea Dumbecki. Here we have just celebrated the first day of spring this week in the Pacific Northwest, USA, and I am inspired to work with the fairies to do a podcast on fairy manifesting. When we start to hit the first day of spring, I felt a big rebirth energy. I started to clean my house. I felt that it was time to release old baggage and limiting ideas that I may have harbored during the winter. It would start to recreate myself, start to bring in my confidence and empowerment and realign my life and my goals. Also having to do with my body, that might have to do with fitness, posture, standing tall and believing in myself and getting ready to create my life consciously, to align completely with the joyous flow of the universe and fly. Are you guys ready? So we're going to start to work with our fairy guides today in the fairy kingdom to do some manifesting for spring with the fairies. And so first of all, the fairies are going to do a vibrational upgrade for us because they remind us that happiness and joy is the most positive, high vibration energy that we can have for manifesting, right? When we love things, when we push joy out into the world, our aura grows big and large. We are vibrant, we are dynamic, and we start to attract more and more of that similar vibration because we are a giant magnet. So let's start to first work with the fairies to amp up our joy, amp up our happiness, our hope, awakening our heart. We're going to use the golden sunlight energy today. We're going to use rainbows and flowers, and we have unicorns and fairies and gnomes and elves with us, all assisting. Leprechauns also, of course, for manifesting. All of these fairies are really assisting us in amping up our happiness and joy, transcending limited thinking, limiting depressing energies, and just moving into our victorious spiritual manifesting self. You are a super being. Okay, so as we move up into this joy, we want to release any lower energies that are blocking our ability to manifest. Maybe you have guilt or defeatism or depression or hopelessness. We're going to bust through all those things because the fairies remind us that love is more important than all of those things. Love, joy, happiness. We're not going to let anything else get in the way. So right now we are choosing to push through any lower energies that may be blocking our ability to thrive and create within our life. So I want you to see those just kind of melting away, kind of like stone breaking within your aura, or, you know, mud clearing and just washing away any limitation, any energies within your aura that are limiting your ability to super thrive and super shine as the beautiful spirit that you are on earth, the magical dynamic creator that you are, right? As we amp up your confidence, as we boost your joy and love, you get more in the flow of manifesting. Isn't that exciting? So as we work with the fairies, we're really doing some heart healing, boosting your heart energies to feel oneness, to feel love, to feel faith, to feel happiness, and feel in harmony with your desires. Feel like you can have what you want in life, right? So we're releasing any limited energies from within our ancestry, any limiting energies or belief systems that we may have adapted that are unhappy, and we're moving up into happy thoughts, happy belief systems, creating our new life tomorrow and the day after and the next day, and knowing that we are a constant work in progress, but we're going to shoot our happy, joyous intentions out to the future with the help of the fairies. We're going to start to feel good about our wishes and desires. The fairies talk about this because sometimes we want things, but we feel bad about ourselves. Like maybe you want a house or a new car or a new job, and you feel like, oh, I can't have these things. And then you kind of torture yourself about wanting these things, but feeling like you can't have them. The fairies want to upgrade that thought and energy system into radiant joy and flow with the universe, being in harmony with the universe, with our bodies, with our minds, with our spirits, and just feeling that the world is your oyster, that you have a beautiful destiny. You can share your talents, you can live in harmony, you can live in balance, and that you can have the things that you desire. So if there's any area of your life that is causing you suffering, I want you to start to breathe love and joy into that area now with the fairies. And the fairies are working with the energy of nature, and they're going to start to bloom with your assistance. They're going to start to bloom amazing gardens around you, and this creates heavenly abundance within your aura. So feel yourself walking through these amazing fairy gardens, fairy nature, heavenly wonderlands. As you awaken these energies in your life, in your heart, in your soul, you are upgrading the energy of your life from this place, from this beautiful fairy garden. I want you to start to wave your hands and spin around and imagine all the beautiful things that you would like to see in your life. Anything that you need materialistically. Do you need new clothes, new home, new car, additional money, paying off debts, savings, whatever you need in that way, feel that just pleasantly appearing in your world through love. If you feel like you need more emotional happiness, physical health, more passion, more satisfaction, more harmony, feel that coming into your life. Harmony with those around you, with your family, harmony with your body, harmony with your mind, with your past, with your future. Bringing in this beautiful harmony on all levels, psychologically, mentally, physically, and materialistically. Bringing in that abundance on all levels, right? Body, mind, and spirit, because you are a multidimensional being. And so as we gently wash away any lower energies that are blocking your ability to manifest from this place of innocent joy and oneness, we are working with the fairies as they start to bloom amazing energies in your world. Beautiful flowers, beautiful trees, beautiful happiness, happy experiences, receiving abundance in all ways. Just feel this beautiful energy washing through your being. Receive this energy in your heart, giving and receiving love to your world. Feel the energies of rainbows, flowers, and all the fairies singing and creating with you. You are here to live a beautiful, happy life. As we work with the leprechauns now, they're going to help us with their golden energy to visualize and create the things that we desire in our world through our heart, through our spirit, through our intention. Thank you, leprechauns. So I recommend that you continue to meditate with the fairies to manifest beautiful things. And I wanted to talk about a few simple, fun ways we can work with the fairies to enhance our manifesting, right? We can have a fairy party, we can draw fairies, we can build a fairy garden, we can do some fairy good deeds. To me, fairy good deeds are cleaning up nature, baking cookies for others, like, making a baked gift or a homemade card or a homemade gift, doing good deeds for children, for animals, for people that you know could use a little pick-me-up, a little happiness in their life. The fairies really, really love to encourage us to give positive energy to receive abundance, right? To bless our community, to bless the nature, the animals, watch over the world, really, and move us ourselves into that heart-centered oneness. So I would like to do one more little abundance blessing with the fairies. I'm sending lots and lots of fairies to help you increase your abundance and happiness this spring, and to help you to stand in your victory, in your mastery over your human life, and rise above depression or hopelessness or anything that may be blocking your ability to feel hope, to feel that you can create, and to also be patient with the process of your life, to be grateful for what you have, to build the love around you, bloom where you're planted, and enjoy all the beautiful, simple pleasures that we have every day, all the freedom that we have every day, right? Sometimes we're so focused on wanting these big, beautiful things that we're not focused on all the beautiful things that are going right in our life daily, all the beautiful, magical, happy creations that we have. And so fairies remind us that manifesting really is about building the love around you, increasing the love around you, being grateful for all that you have created and your and any beautiful things in your environments, and just asking to continue to multiply that for yourself and for all of life. I'm wishing you lots and lots of fairy manifesting magical energies. I also recommend that you create a vision board or make lists of your goals, feel good about your goals, and remember, it's really important to also be patient, because sometimes we wish for things and they take a while. Sometimes we wish for things and we get them instantly, but we must be patient, be flexible, let go, and let the universe do its magic. So I'm excited to connect with all of you and create amazing things. If you'd like to reach me, I'm at angelfairyhealing.com. I have a variety of classes available, and I also offer private energy healing reading sessions. Thank you for listening today. I am wishing you a fairy magical day.